Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chris Caruso is back, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president of Caruso Stanton Asset Management. He's a certified trust and financial advisor. He's the chief contributing editor to fiduciarynews.com. He's the author of a bunch of books, including A Piece of the Action, also Cradle to Retirement, and of course his famous legendary book Hamburger Dreams. He's our good friend Chris. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Chris. So today is National Cheese. Maybe it might even be Galactic Cheeseburger Day. Why is this important? Why do we? Other than the fact that we love cheeseburgers. Well, in the earlier, Chris, I said, the only thing that could be better than National Cheeseburger Day might be National Donut Day or maybe National Peach Cobbler Day. What do you think?
Well, I'm partial to National Pizza Day, but that's just me.
Exactly. Well, I'm going with that. We'll do that on Thursday. Monday's National Milkshake Day, Tuesday is Donuts, Wednesday is Cheeseburgers, and tomorrow is Pizza. So we can do it. Let's put them all in 1 week. Anyway, why should we care that today's National Cheeseburger Day?
Well, I think that it's a delicious irony because even though today's National Cheeseburger Day, it's actually the day that the first hamburger was ever sold.
Wow.
This occurred on September 18th, 1885, at the Erie County Fair in just south of Buffalo in western New York.
Right.
I don't know why today's National Cheeseburger Day and May 28th is National Hamburger Day. It doesn't make any sense to me, but that's what the powers that be determine.
Well, it's a beautiful part of the world. I've been to that part of the world. And so, but now, why do they call it a hamburger? Do you know?
Well, according to legend, when it was made at the Erie County Fair, it was done kind of serendipitously. It was a mother of necessity sort of thing. They ran out of their original pork sausage. They couldn't get a pig, and they were forced to use ground beef or chopped
meat. Oh, the horror.
Back then. Yeah, really it was, because that was considered a lower-class food. And they didn't want to call it chopped beef, so they looked around, and the town where this fair occurred was called, or is called, Hamburg, and the name of the fair was colloquially known as the Hamburg Fair.
I'll be darned.
So the Frank Mentius, who invented it, was asked, what is the sandwich called? He didn't know what it was called. He looked up, saw the banner, Hamburg Fair, and he called it, well, it's a Hamburg sandwich. And in fact, even though that's the story, that's the legend.
That's the story we're sticking to, right?
It makes sense, because there's a newspaper article from 1885 that describes a very, very similar dialogue between a customer and a cheese vendor. Wanted to know what the cheese was called, and the vendor said, oh, it's called Hamburg cheese. So this was a naming convention that was popular at that era.
Well, do we know when the first person slapped a piece of cheese on a hamburger?
You know, so there's a lot of different stories about how the cheeseburger was invented. Most of them center on Southern California, I think, in the 1920s. However, in my research on the hamburger, what I found out was a newspaper story from Chicago in 1894 that describes a street vendor who made hamburgers and who put cheese on them. And they didn't make it sound like it was a big deal. Say, oh, by the way, yeah, you want cheese on that? That's normal. Hmm. So I think the cheeseburger was invented very soon after the hamburger was invented.
But with almost no fanfare, though, right? Ignominiously. No fanfare like the hamburger, like the birthday. At least we have this record. We're so fortunate, right? I mean, the world is so fortunate to have this provenance on the history of the hamburger. I mean, I just feel it just makes me excited to know about all this, doesn't it, you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like there's a smoking gun or anything that says it. It's just you have to follow all the clues that they gave and confirmed that those clues actually occurred.
Well, most people don't know anything. Most people don't know about the Hamburg Fair or the or all that. You know, most people think it came from Germany, right? For gosh sakes, from Hamburg.
Oh yeah, I mean there's a great story I tell in the book about McDonald's sending a vice president to Hamburg, Germany, for a PR stunt. This is in the 1960s now, and they were going to give Hamburg, Germany, the mayor of Hamburg, a certificate thanking him for inventing the hamburger.
Oh no!
So he goes to the mayor, and the mayor says, "We didn't do that."
That's horrible. We hate hamburgers over here. We still like our sausages, right? So why do we? Why should we care about all this?
Well, I think the story of the hamburger is really a great story of business and innovation and marketing and promotion and even, to some extent, the dangers of very successful public relations. All that is together in the history of how the hamburger was made and what happened subsequently. It is, after all, probably the largest business in the world.
Yeah, if you think about it, I mean, my goodness, most people – most 20th century Americans, for sure, have held more hamburgers in their hands than they almost any other food, right? Maybe pizza is close, but if you go back for the whole century, you know, pizza wasn't always ubiquitous across the country for most of the 20th century, where hamburgers were.
That's right. Hamburgers hit their stride really starting, I would say, probably by the 20s when White Castle came around.
Oh, yeah.
And figured out a way
to franchise. Yeah.
Yeah, and then since then, I mean, it was after World War II, where you had the drive-throughs being invented between In-N-Out and then eventually
McDonald's,
other fast food places.
I was a customer of one of the original McDonald's way back in the day, and then of course there was a White Castle right across the street. It was hard to decide, but I loved White Castles. I could put them down when I was a kid. So. This is, you're right about that. I mean, these are important parts of Americana. And for one thing, as you know, Chris, one of the great gifts that America has given to the world is the franchise industry. And what has launched more franchises, as you said, indicated earlier, than a hamburger?
That's right. And I think the interesting thing is, and this is probably a good lesson for anybody who wants to start a business, is that you don't necessarily have to be the first one there.
Right.
To be successful. In fact, if you look at all the different hamburger origin stories, none of those inventors lasted in terms of the hamburger business for very long. It was other people who took that idea.
Who spun it off. Chris, hold on to that thought. Yeah. We're going to be right back with Chris Caruso and talk some more about lessons we can learn from the hamburger. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.